Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia. The Gospel, which is from Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 to 14, invitation is to a banquet, a wedding banquet. We know that a wedding feast is a joyous occasion. Why would we refuse to go? How is the invitation of Christ to us all like an invitation to a wedding feast? That's the question. Now, we start at the beginning. We are made in God's image and likeness. This is in Genesis. And we are made, as St. Augustine said, to know God. That's why we are created. We have been estranged in some way. I suppose we can explain it with the first parents and original sin, and that deep divide and chasm between us and God exists. But it has been bridged by the coming of Christ. Now, the whole coming of Christ, who is God, is all about the real destiny that we have in our lives. Yes, if we remain in the worldly side of things, like material gains, a nice home, and property and security from the dreaded things that happen to us in our lives, such as things like road accidents, thieves breaking in, money markets plummeting overnight and devaluing our money and property, also health disasters and hazards, and of course what we never expected, the implications of the coronavirus. We never expected such a thing, but this is life. It's very temporary. Nothing is permanent. We live on the edge of security and disaster. And by the grace of God, we may stay on the right side of comfort and an easy life and trouble stroke disaster free from most of our lives. This is our secret hope. If we are so lucky in this respect, we still know that if we depend on this shaky rock of security, we still know that one day all this will change. Nobody gets out of this world alive. Has anyone got an answer? Well, Christ is the answer, and this is his feast, his wedding banquet. So how is this his banquet? Well, there is the promise of lasting joy and eternal life. All tears will be wiped away, as is said in the first reading today. No more tears, etc. And I quote now, he will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from every face. The reproach of his people he will remove. Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 to 10. This is the promise. So, how do I get to this wedding feast? What's the secret? It's available and happening every day of our lives. In fact, every moment. There is this great feast going on. Heaven on earth, if you like to put it that way. It's not in an easy life that we find it, and staying on the right side of the edge of life between safety and disaster. It's only in a certainty that our faith is telling us. And what is that certainty? It's a certainty that we are saved. We are bound for eternal life. God is seeking us out, and we open our hearts to him, and we are at the banquet immediately. It requires being awake to this reality of life, and that is recognizing the touch of the divine which can be in our lives. It is possible to reach this banquet through prayer, good works, done for a pure reason of gratitude towards an extremely loving God, exemplified for us by Christ's death on the cross. We can make ourselves available by being open and inviting and sensitive to the moments of the God we are meant to meet. In fact, it's not so much what we do to achieve this, but the God that Jesus revealed to us in the Gospels and in the lives of the apostles and saints ever after. This God is forever seeking us out. He is there like the hound of heaven, chasing us down. And that is why I believe everyone gets a chance, and many chances, to meet him. It can be in a relationship with our life's partner. It can be through our work. But it is never in sinful activity. That is why we avoid all activities that involve selfishness and greed, bad behavior. But at the same time, it's while we have an awareness of our sinfulness and our inabilities to do the absolute loving thing, but at the same time we are aware that we need him, then the way is clear for him to arrive, or at least for us to see him. This is the banquet. It's better than any food and wine and any pleasure that this earth offers. And at the same time, we are appreciative of this beautiful life and the world we have, the beauty in people, the graciousness of the birds in flight and the speed of light, and the power of the sea and water in rivers and lakes. All these are passing, but still of immense value to us to behold and appreciate, while at the same time we know they too are passing. Yet we join in the fun and pleasure of knowing and recognizing these, which are part of the banquet as well. Of course, we only have begun our journey just then, and we live a new life in this realization. We see the world with a different point of view and from a different vantage point. It's all beautiful, and the fortunes and misfortunes take on a whole new meaning, a more everlasting meaning. And we are not so much running in front and trying to avoid disaster, seeking out security, even though it's good and it should be. We should be secure in life. We live our lives in complete trust and giving over, surrendering to the great God of love that we believe in. Suddenly, we are not alone in our isolation anymore. We are at the banquet of the Lord. I hope this is some sort of an explanation of what the Lord is saying to us today in all those readings. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a happy and peaceful Sunday and a beautiful, grace-filled week ahead.